We continue Hilchos Shabbos Siman Peches Beis Dvarim She'enin Ruyin Klal L'Achilas Adam, things that are not edible, K'gayin Shehem Afila De Etchak, not edible the way they are, even under any circumstances. She'trichim Bishol, they need to be cooked. V'Afagav Shruin L'Behemus L'Klavim, even though they could possibly be eaten by animals, dogs at this point. Harekimin Shehem Uchonel Machel Adam L'Achazman, they're really designated for human consumption, and they're not meant for animal consumption. Things that are not really usable on Shabbos, eitzim, wood, bird feathers, iris, skin of animals, tzemer, wool, pish, and cotton, animals, even those that are in your home. Uklipais agoizim, the shells of nuts, klipas beim, eggshells, atzomas koshes, hard bones, shenaruis afila klovim, that are not able to be eaten even by dogs, delosus v'chalonis abayis, windows and doors, doslot lois m'shabes, that can't be put on Shabbos, v'ken shivrei kalim, broken kalim, shenaruim oilu shum tashmish, that are not usable. Call Eilva Doyle Melhem, anything in this category is surim betaltal. Come up and cleese chuchis. If you have a glass keli, shnishtabra b'makam shechem lahazak, it got broken, a glass broke in a place where it could hurt somebody, mutal afanis ashvarim, you may clean away the pieces of glass that could hurt somebody. Something which could be eaten, but really meant not to be eaten, something that could be eaten, for example, raw, but it's really not meant to be eaten raw. It's muksa, that's why uncooked beans, an uncooked potato, vegetables that are always eaten only cooked, flour, soup mix, are all muksa. Raw meat, even though the Shulchan Aruch does say that raw meat can be eaten, Ramosha already says that nobody eats raw meat bizman azeb, and therefore it's very hard to be lenient in allowing raw meat to be eaten. We spoke about the shells of nuts. The shells of nuts are certainly muksa, as are the shells of eggs and the shells of fruits that aren't eaten, or potatoes, the skin of a potato, and all of them, since they're not eaten or not prepared in a way that they could be eaten, are muksa. And even as we learned and are going to learn, there are times and ways that they could be cleaned away from the table. One should not just be touching them. In other words, if there are shells on the table, then the halacha is that you shouldn't just be touching those shells. There may be ways and it may be permitted to remove the shells, but not to touch the shells. We just learned that anything that could cause harm or danger can be moved. That's why we can move pieces of broken glass. For the same reason, we could, if the gas in the oven went off and it's still going, the gas is coming out, we could tell by the smell, one could shut that again, because that, of course, could be dangerous. And all the cases where we have objects and items that are muksa, that the halacha is telling us that we may move them on Shabbos, the halacha still teaches us that we should try not to move them directly by moving them with our hands. We should try to move them indirectly, move them with our body, use something else to push them, not just pick them up and move them unless there is no other option. If you have a food that may not be eaten, but you could benefit from the food, it's something that a nochri could eat, cooked meat that's not kosher, could give it to a nochri, Shushalai, that you have a connection with the snuchri, mutal tatalai. But if it's not edible to anyone the way it is, kigoyin basachai, raw meat, vegam leklav mena oimid, or it's not something you can even feed to a dog, because, or it's something that you can't give to a nachri, it doesn't belong to you, also letatloi, in all these cases you may not move it. Not siftalad, noilad, Something that came today. Kigayim Eifim and Eish, ash that was formed from a fire. Shehusak Hayom Eidev Kacham Menachri made a fire and developed ash. Became Beilish Shnol Hayom, or egg that was born today. Or Mayim Azoichem and Elonis Bim Meinisin, or water that came out of the tree. So when we talk about water, so there's different categories. Water that came from the rain is not considered muksa. It was already up in the cloud. And therefore the halacha is that water is not muksa. But water that comes out, for example, from an air conditioner, from the condensation of an air conditioner, is muksa. Then the filu elu shaloy neschadish hayoyim, it wasn't formed today. El shabar mekayich masa shayoy asum lasas hayoyim. It developed because of something that wasn't allowed to be done today. Kigayim perish nuflum an ilan, fruit that fell off a tree, or shatoshan of the kavim, or goy, it detached them. So the halacha is that that's muksa. It only became available today. If there's a question when this fruit came down, we have to be machmer. But if it's obvious that it fell down from before Shabbos, you could see that it's already soft, etc. So then the halacha is, if it wasn't on the tree, banish mashes, then it's not muksa. Cholav shenachlav yoyim, milk that was milked on Shabbos, Gamkin also betiltel is noilin as muksa. Pasha of kachavim b'shabbos, bread that was baked by the nachri on Shabbos b'ish rubei of kachavim in a city which is mostly non-Jewish, and therefore min astam l'shem of kachavim offer, it was baked on behalf of non-Jews. Imi shas etchak l'tzarech mitzvah mutl yisrael lachol b'shabbos, it's not muksa because the guy was allowed to bake it. But again, first of all, we have to of course make sure that it's kosher, because if it doesn't have a hechsher, then who knows what ingredients were used in it. But if that's not the concern, if it's a city that's mostly Jewish, then we may not eat that bread. Otherwise, b'shas etchak. Sivhei kelim shem yuchanim las b'malach asur las b'shabbos. A tool which is primarily there to be used to do something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Kegoy machteshes. A grinder, b'chtesh is a grinder, v'richayim, v'kornas, a hammer, any type of tool, any type of instrument that is not usable on Shabbos. A pen would be a great example. A pushka fitstaka, a camera, a telephone, a cell phone, etc. V'kardim v'machbedis, cameras, brooms, shemechabdim by sabayis, that are used to clear the house, the shofar or menorah, that again, that are not usable on Shabbos. Besides that, when we speak about menorah, when we speak about a candelabra, silver candelabra have another concern, and that's that they're muksa, machmas, chsar, and kis that we're going to speak about, or machach, teufrimba, needles that are used for sewing, nerish, shlemim, candles, Ben Shachel, Ben Shashav, makes no difference what they're made out of. Psilos mitzemer gefren, wicks that are made out of cotton. And the same would be if you have a ball of cotton, where there's a concern that you can't take the cotton off that cotton ball, so that makes the entire cotton ball muksa if it's not usable just the way it is. Or if you have a roll of silver foil, a roll of toilet paper, a roll of towels, where you can't use them without detaching them, and they may not be torn on Shabbos. Beged shatnas shasal rafshay, if it's a kind of garment that shatnas that you may not wear. V'ken kol yotzbam, anything in this category, maternal title and tzarek gufan. You could use them if you have a permissible use of these on Shabbos. K'goin kornas lofzay b'yagoyzim, you can move a hammer if you're going to use the hammer to crack nuts. Kadam lachta by machel, you're going to use a saw to cut food. Machet shleim alita basakaitz, or you're going to use a needle to remove a thorn. Avon nitl uksoy chudoy, but if the point of the needle is missing, so no, therefore it's no longer usable for the purpose of removing a thorn, a subachal tutl may not be moved. Became mutl tavlan tzark makoimam. You need the place where they're on, you can move them. And the halacha is, even if you don't need that place exactly right now, but you will ultimately need that place, that's already enough to be considered a tzarech mekaymai. Then it's a tzarech l'shtamish b'makom shekli munach sham. You're going to need the spot where they are now. The kimin shenot l'beheter. Once you pick them up and you were allowed to take them up, the kainim shachach v'not l'beyado, any muksa that you've forgotten put into your hand, mutal atat l'gam yoyser, you could move it already past exactly where you're standing, l'anichem v'makom shirtza, and deposit it where you want. Avishloy l'tzark guf v'shloy l'tzark m'kaimam. If we have a keli which is primarily used for something that you may not use it for on Shabbos, and you're not moving it now to use it itself, or you're not moving it now because you need the spot that it's it. El tatl mishvil atzmel vad. You're just moving them because shlo yignavu. You don't want to see them stolen. Or iskakul, you don't want them to be ruined where they are. Then osl tatlon, you may not move them. But tefillin gamken osl tatl. One may not move tefillin. There's no use on Shabbos for tefillin. Achim menokim emokim bezoyin. If the tefillin somehow are in a place where it could be terrible for the tefillin to be there, they could be ruined, was disrespectful. Yuchel eslache, they could get dirty there. Motel tatla nichem amakim mishtamrim, you could put it in a place where they will be properly safe, kept safely. Sevav muktzimach smutzaron kiss. Now we talk about muktzimach smutzaron kiss. But it's important to point out that when we speak about muktzimach smutzaron kiss, even though smutzaron kiss means value, the muktzimach smutzaron kiss is not something, it's not assigned a value. And even if it's something that people don't necessarily consider particularly valuable, but to you it's valuable, or it's something that you won't have, you a miyachid makim, you keep it in a specific place, you just don't leave it around, it becomes muktzimach smutzaron kiss. The person decides not to use it. He doesn't want to use them for any other purpose than the purpose that they were designated for, because they're going to get ruined. So, for example, anything like a telephone or a electronic device, which people don't usually use except for the purpose that they are made for. So then you don't just use it as a toy. So they become muktzimach smutzaron kiss. We have something that you're worried shouldn't get ruined, and including in that is furniture. People don't move furniture around. The sakishim sakim basakomas. We have a special knife that you use to fix your pen. The sakish shchita, or you have a knife that's used specifically for shchita. You're not going to use that knife to cut your dinner. The sakin shamilo, or the knife that's used for bris mila. The kain nayarim l'ksiva, paper. People don't just waste paper. However, there are many paiskim that suggest that in the world that we live in, where paper has become extremely cheap and people don't really care about pieces of paper, then paper would not necessarily be muktzimach smutzaron kiss, but could be a notebook that was never used. People aren't just going to throw it around, would be muktzim. V'shtar chavis, or documents, important documents, credit cards, passports, stamps, the kisvah chishbanis v'igris, shumakbanal and shamram. These are all things that people are careful about. They just don't use them indiscriminately and leave them around. The kel meyakarim shem shtamish b'em klal, or things that are expensive that you don't use ever. You're very concerned about them. But again, when we speak about that, so you could have at home expensive kalim that you never use, but when you have guests, you'll take them out. Silver, gold, crystal. Since they are potentially usable under the circumstances, they are not muktzimach smutzaron kiss. Mekein kol davar shmak b'rolav hu miyach le'makom, something that is put in a specific place. Then mishtamish b'ayin, it's not used. Mekein kalim shebechanos, things that are in a store, sha'im dis l'mechir, that they're there for selling, afil klei suda, even if they can be used for meal, im ein dark l'shilam, you don't usually lend those kalim, avilim dark l'shilam l'palim, even though you have them in your store, you'll lend them out, en amuksa. Kol elav adoyim lehem, anything and similar to this. So the halacha is, the poskim say, that if somebody has a grocery store, a supermarket, even though there's food that's there for sale, but the food, if it's accessible, that you could get into the store without any chil Shabbos, will not be muksa. The same halacha would be if somebody has a sfarim store. The sfarim in the store are not muksa, because if they're accessible, because you're going to use them and let them be used, or sell them, not in a prohibited manner on Shabbos. But, and therefore anything like that may be taken on Shabbos, sfarim, food, diapers, all these will not be considered muksa. Became kisam yuchad lamos, a wallet, a pocketbook, muksa machsor and kis, are considered muksa machsor and kis, while some tilta may not be moved. A feel of tzarek gufa and tzarek mekaimam, even in a situation of tzarek gufa, tzarek mekaimai. But when we speak about a wallet, yes, is considered muksa machsor and kis, but it's only considered muksa machsor and kis if it's only used to hold money. But if the wallet holds other things, and the other things that the wallet holds are not muksa, so then it becomes a basis l'issul, a heter. It's used both for permissible and non-permissible items, and such a thing does such a type of keli doesn't become muksa machmas sarkis.